Hi, welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Payne, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books. Hello, welcome back to another episode. We did our podcast last week and it feels like forever. Like this week by super slow.
Yeah.
And it went slow, but I feel like I did a lot. I read like, I think two to three books. That's good. Cause I've been on a, like in a slump where like, I don't feel like I want to read, but I'm like, that's not hard. Like time finding a book I want to read. Cause I'm all catched up on my arcs.
Yeah.
Like, what do I read?
Yeah. Same here.
But it's been good. We did, before we dive into today's topic, we did announce on our Instagram, in case you guys missed it, that we are gonna announce the first author in our book box, plus we're gonna reveal the cover this Friday.
Yes.
I'm very nervous.
Same here.
Like, I love the cover, and I love this book, so I'm really like, I really hope that everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Just because that's like what we envisioned when we were like talking about it. Before we even wanted to do a box, we're like, wouldn't it be cool for this book to have a cover like this?
Yeah.
And we decided to do our box and we're like, well, let's do the cover how we imagine it. I'm excited. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, just because our box, the pre-sale is going to go, it's going to go live on Monday.
You know how Instagram have that favorite tab now? They can select that favorite tab and then the post will be one of the first posts that they will see at the top for the favorite.
Yes. Also on Friday, we'll go ahead and add like a countdown on our story. That way you can like click on it and set a reminder for when the box goes live, because our box is very limited. It's, I mean, we don't have boxes, but it is very limited. We're not going to resell the book later on. Follow us on Instagram so you can set that alert. Like Payne said, click on the favorites. That way you don't miss out on the posts. But other than that, let's get to today's topic. We are going to be talking about, it's a duet. The last book in that duet released 2 weeks ago on the 11th, and it's the In Love and War by Monica James. That one was a little bit different than what I'm used to reading, just because of the tropes. I don't know. Did she put any trigger warnings on that?
Yeah, she did.
Check totally the warnings, because the second book, it starts off with a really touchy scene to where it was, just check the trigger warnings. I'm going to say that it is a historical book. If you like Vikings, I love Vikings, the show, then you'll definitely love this duet. It is, it does have, I am going to say it on here, a MFM scene. But it's just one scene. I would say, I don't categorize it as a love triangle, but I don't know, like maybe.
Yeah, I will consider it as a love triangle. I kind of see it as an MFM too, but at the same time, like you said, it is just one scene. So I don't know, but that we can talk about more.
But yeah, but it's sort of like the trope. It does end with just one couple. So it doesn't end where, you know, she's with both males. So like we said, it's just one scene.
I'll give a little bit background about this duet. So this takes place in England. And Scarth, he's the hero. And he is a Viking. His family was... I believe his dad was killed and his sister and mother was captured. And so he is on a mission to go rescue his mom and his sister. While he was on his journey to go rescue them. He was captured by King Inred. I don't know how to pronounce all these names, but he was captured by that king, and that king is Princess Emmeline's dad. And so this story, I have to say, this story is very brutal. Very brutal, this duet. You guys know that Monica gives us a lot of anxiety. Whenever we pick up her books, our anxiety is through the roof. And I don't know, like every time my heart beats so fast throughout both of these duets. I don't remember the age gap, but there is quite an age gap in this duet. And so the princess, she has a crush on Scar. So she was betrothed to another prince of a different country. So her dad wants the countries to work together so they can be stronger. And so I seriously feel really bad for Princess Emmeline. Like, her life, oh my gosh, is not easy at all. Like, at the beginning, I already feel really bad for her. And so obviously, so she was betrothed, and then years later, Scarth went on a mission to go save Princess Emmeline. And I will just leave it at that because I don't want to give too much away. But just know that their journey, oh my gosh, is not easy. Like, I don't know how many times
it's like so many obstacles gets in the way of, like,
yeah,
love story.
Mm-hmm. Like, it is insane. I really don't know how Monica and James do it. I have to say, in the first book, I was really, really, I was quite mad at Scarth because of the way how he treated her. I was quite mad at him, but at the same time, I'm like, I do kind of get where he's coming from, but I was pissed that he would, will it be a spoiler if I say that he got married?
No, I mean, it's the first book.
Yeah, right? It is the first book. Okay, well, so I remember when Monica first introduced this duet, she did say, well, there might be a threesome scene in this duet. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I do not want a threesome scene. Like, you guys know that me and Jan, we both do not like threesome scenes. We tend to stay away from those books. But because it's one of our, Monica is one of our one-click authors, and so we still gave this duet a try. And I really do love this duet. It's just that at times it was really, like, her books, you guys know that it's really dark. And so it gets really tough and hard at times, but it was still really good.
There were some scenes, and I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to say it. Like, I love Monica. I love her books. I loved this duet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain scenes that I block out that for me never happened.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the threesome. The other one is a certain scene in the beginning of book two that it's just, those scenes never happened in my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, it's like you said, we're not into that sort of books to where it's like the threesomes and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like them. But yeah. Because like, I was so intrigued by this duet, and I love the cover. I love Monica. So it was more of a, I'm going to read it even though it kills me.
Yeah.
And I mean, mm-hmm. it was really good. I loved the duet, but those scenes, I block them out. Like, to me, they never, they never. Yeah.
Like you said, that scene was, I seriously think that scene broke me pretty much, like that scene in that kind of like the beginning of book one, when she was pretty much passed around from that prince, that who she was supposed to marry, that prince and the king of that country. Mm-hmm. She was pretty much the mistress. And like, I, for any book for a heroine to go through that, I don't know, like, it really breaks my heart. And like, it gets very touchy. And so that is a really huge trigger. So some people might not want to even read it because of the trigger, but this duet is, I'm pretty sure all the triggers are there for this duet because it gets pretty brutal. They are very touchy subjects.
Well, it's like you said, she goes through so much, but I do. Mm-hmm. I love her more than I loved the hero in this duet. Like, I love her because she went through so much, but she was like the strongest of those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And someone who really, really, really stay away from love triangles. I'm not going to say hate because hate is really strong word, but I really dislike love triangles book. There's just something about love triangle that makes me feel like they don't love each other enough. Like, okay, I get it. You love that person too. But at the same time, you're like, how? Like, I just don't, it does not click in my head. How can you love this person and that person at the same time? Like, I just don't get it. Like, it doesn't click in my head. So I dislike love triangle. Monica mentioned the MFM scene. So I was like, okay, that scene is going to happen no matter what. But I was not really prepared for the love triangle. And at times I was like, wait, so am I Team Scarth or am I Team? I don't even know how to pronounce that guy's name. ULF? Like, how do you even pronounce it?
Oof.
Okay, well, something like that, I guess. So, at first, I was kind of team, yeah, you know, team oof.
The other one.
Yeah, the other one. Because I was mad at the decisions that Scarth did in book one. And then, I don't know, like, I love them, but I just have to say, they're not my favorite couple from Monica.
Yeah.
Because of, I guess you could say, because of that love triangle.
You're like, it all determines, it all comes down to if it's their love triangle or not. No, but I agree with you. It's like, for me, I have a hard time reading books where they have, you know, like relationships with like threesomes or or stuff like that, just because me, if a hero is possessive, if a hero is jealous, why are you sharing with someone else? I don't like when a hero shares, so I'm just like, but that's why I cut that scene out of my brain. Like, that scene never happened. And you're imagining pain that never happened.
Yeah. Like, you know how in book two, I was mad that she actually slept with the other guy so many times in book two. I was like,
but see, and that's another thing to where I feel like she gave us more scenes with him than with the hero.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like we didn't get to see them together.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Were they really in love, or was it just like an obsession that she had wanting to be with him?
Yeah. So
it's like, I felt that she didn't give us enough. Like, don't get me wrong, I did love the duet. I love Monica and the way she writes. But I felt like with this duet, we didn't really see their connection to where we saw her more with the other one. I'm like, we barely saw the hero and the heroine together.
Yeah, in book two, yes, especially. Yeah. Because they barely got together, and then he have to go already. And then it's like, oh, so is this, like, okay, I get it. It's a Viking. It's historical. Maybe I guess it's not really meant to really focus on romance. But
is it romance though?
There was actually more action in book two, I have to say. And it's not really, I don't know. There were tons of twists and turns though. A lot of twists and turns that I did not see coming at all. And I'm like, oh my gosh, seriously? I did feel freaking bad for that guy when, this is probably a huge spoiler, when I thought that that guy died. I was like, oh my gosh, he really died? And I got teary-eyed at that small part. And then I was like, wait. But that threesome didn't even happen. So I was like, did Monica cut it out? And then I was like, oh, so he's actually not dead. But oh my gosh, his mom. I hated his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, like I wanted to slap.
I skipped like two scenes of hers because I was like, I've had enough of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. So for, I have a really, really, okay, I feel like this is kind of a, like a plot hole that was not really solved about his sister and that wolf guy. Did you think that their storyline was maybe, solved?
Do you think maybe it was like, because she's going to write their book?
I don't know.
She no more. No more like threesomes or foursomes or fivesomes. Like,
fivesomes? Is there a word? No,
it's not. I think to that point is when you consider it an RH.
Yeah, I think so. I think even four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I felt like it was missing something, but maybe mm-hmm. she left it open to maybe they'll get mm-hmm. the story.
Yeah, because it looks like the sister was, girl, I was, okay, it looks like this, okay, see, at the same time, like, Emmeline, or, yeah, it looks like she knows that the sister kind of have feelings for the oaf guy,
mm-hmm.
and then she still went and sleep with that guy. It gets hard talking about it, but this duet, if you love historical, then obviously you will love this duet. Because it, at the same time, it's kind of like, because you know how we both love Game of Thrones. Yes. So at the same time, like I get Game of Thrones. Because Game of Thrones, it is kind of like very brutal like that too. So I also
Game of Thrones was never like, there was romance in it, but I don't mm-hmm. think that was the main focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like the historical version part of like yeah. that. But I
don't, if you want more historical, like Payne said, less romance focus, then this duet is like, you'll really, really, really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like take out the romance part, because I mm-hmm. like personally, I do wish we would have seen more of the hero and the heroine like yeah. together. Because I don't mm-hmm. feel like we got enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't see how they're in love, just because of stuff they would do. I'm just like, I don't get it. Like, where is the love if you're sleeping with someone else and you're sharing and it's
yeah.
bad? You, like, I love Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
It yeah. is like, if you're focused on, you know, the suspense, the drama, mm-hmm. the history, mm-hmm. it's a really good book.
Yeah.
Now I want to rewatch mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. Except for the last season, I don't acknowledge that one.
Girl, for this totally off topic, but for Game of Thrones, I love the Stark family, but out of all the Stark family, I've always been Team Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to sit on that throne, because I think out of all everyone, her journey to where she got to is the strongest out of everyone.
She's the strongest, but she was on the route to becoming the crazy person.
Yeah.
I don't think she was capable of being on the throne, but I do think that Jon Snow, who everyone saw as the weakest, deserved mm-hmm. to sit on the throne, because at the end, he was the mm-hmm. strongest.
Yeah.
Well, Arya, but Arya didn't want none of that. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with the
Bran, the brother. Yeah,
I don't, that was the biggest like what F moment in history. Like, what is going, that kid did nothing throughout the whole freaking series other than run from like the White Walkers.
Yeah, pretty much, seriously. Like, I do not like that ending.
I get so heated when I think about it. I'm like, how dare they do that? How dare they? And I know you're gonna be like, that is so gross, but I really loved John and Danny, like Khaleesi together. I love them together. And I was like, could have stayed together.
I'm not a John and Khaleesi together. No,
I love them.
Like, I love them, but not together.
Yes, they made a cute couple on the show. I'm like, no. But I do wish though that John would have stayed with the dragons. Well, with the dragon, because only one was left.
Well, what's his name? Drogon was sad. Drogon left.
Now I want to rewatch whenever he meets the dragons.
Girl, like, I still rewatch those scenes. Whenever the dragon comes and rescue her, I watch those scenes all the time.
When I love the scene where they're fighting the White Walkers and they come with the dragon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh. But
heck not. I don't really watch that scene because that scene is still sad at the end. Like, I get mad. I get heated thinking about it because of John.
John, don't insult my John.
He did not get on the dragon. He was still fighting like a hero. And guess what happened? One of the dragons died.
And it wasn't because of him.
If he would have gotten on the dragon.
He would have died in the dragon.
If he would have gotten on the dragon, they could have all flew away already, girl.
He would have all died. But
we
got a little sidetracked. But no one rewatched Game of Thrones except for like season. The last season never happened. So I wish they would have finished Game of Thrones. I'm very excited for the House of Dragons one, though.
Yeah. But they all died, though.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't really like the cast.
Did they, though? What if they're hiding somewhere?
It's, girl, this is like centuries before even Game of Thrones happened.
I think they said 200 years before.
Yeah. So they all died.
It's been 200 years. Girl, they could be hiding.
They can't hide. They can't be 200 years old.
They hid Jon Snow.
Not for 200 years.
But how old was he? Like 20 something?
I don't know. But, totally off topic. Back to the book. Back to the duet.
Backtracking a little bit. I know how I mentioned how, you know, the heron on this book, I personally loved. But I think on book two that I tried to like erase from my brain, I think we see a side of her that's very willpowered. Like she's so strong. Because of what happened to her, she didn't shut down. She fought back. And I love that side of that scene because we see her actually defend herself.
Yeah.
Like it hurt to like be reading that scene. I'm just like,
yeah.
Like I'm trying so hard not to scream at the book and like not psycho message Monica and be like, WTF Monica. But I did love how she didn't freeze, didn't like shut down, didn't like it, did she didn't let it destroy her. I think it made her stronger.
Yeah, I think comparing book two to book one she was not weak, but she was not as strong. But after Scarth rescuing her, it looks like she got stronger. And in book two, she does not even need Scarth anymore.
In she book can pretty- two, she has like her own backbone. Like she has a backbone.
And at times I do feel like they don't really think before they do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, in book two. And then they always end up being like, oh, great. Now we have to go through this again. Because of all those twists and turns. Like, I did not see all those twists and turns coming. So I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty good idea. But at the same time, obviously, Monica would throw in these twists that you'd be like, oh, crap. Like, what the heck? And so, so Emmeline did seriously grew a backbone in book two. And some people will say that she can sleep with whoever she wants. Like, it's her body. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I totally get that. I totally get that. But it's just that because I don't want them to be with any other people. That's it. That's it.
We are the ones that get possessive and
and jealous for the hero. Like, the hero's not even jealous, and we're jealous for the hero.
Yeah, so. We are. I literally think that's what we do. That's how we our feelings are, to be honest.
Yes.
But I feel like this is the first book that she writes this in, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't think her other books were like that.
Yeah, they're. But I have to say, all of Monica books, that all the ones that I've read, deals with the R word. And I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get, we don't want to get flagged by YouTube. So the R word appears in pretty much all of Monica's books. So if you haven't read any of her books and want to read it, do keep that in mind that those scenes happen.
Yeah. And
it gets scary, but everything will be okay.
I think like her books, like you said earlier, they give me anxiety. Mm-hmm. That at the end of the day, like, they're so good. Like,
mm-hmm.
I will say, I think my favorite one of hers has to be, I forgot, it's the butterfly one. What's it called? Butterfly?
Chasing? Chasing the Butterfly?
Chasing the Butterfly?
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly Effect was a movie, sorry. that one, to this day, I still think about it. And it's mm-hmm. because, like, what happens in the book and the way it ends, I'm just mm-hmm. like, I need answers. I need more.
Yep.
Like, it was so perfect. I like cried. I screamed. I like, my anxiety was off the roof. I was like, what the fudge is going on?
And, yeah.
But she writes in a way that is so phenomenal. And she gets you mm-hmm. so into these characters, into these stories mm-hmm. that all you want to do is keep reading, even though like your anxiety is off the roof and you're sweating mm-hmm. and you're like eating your nails off. And it's like, but there, it's the way she writes, she gets you, it feels like you're watching a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like for Chasing the Butterflies, oh my gosh, I seriously hope, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it will get turned into a movie. Like that will be a perfect movie. Yeah. Like right when I finished it, I was like, oh my gosh, this book needs to be turned into a movie.
Like the way it ends, the story within the story, like what happens, like the little hints inside the book, mm-hmm. like it's perfection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I never read a book that left me like in a stage of shocked and like disbelieved, mm-hmm. but so like obsessed with the
yeah.
that world that she created.
Yep. I hope she'll write more of that world. I need more.
I thought she said she was going to write
the son's book.
Son's book.
But she haven't said anything. So I don't know.
It's been, what, 2 years?
I think so. But I have to say, out of all Monica's hero, I still love Saint the most.
Which one?
Saint from All the Pretty Things.
Oh, yes.
As Saint is still my favorite hero from Monica. Although that series, oh my gosh. Ooh, that series, you would totally need a whole new episode just to talk about that series. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Monica's books. I feel like when I first read her books, it looks like a lot of people talk about her books.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like not as much. Her books doesn't get as much recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
people
should read it because they are amazing. Like if you love dark romance, Monica James is one of the best writer for dark romance. Even though your anxiety is off the roof, it is good. It is amazing. It's tough reading her books, but they are worth it.
We always fight on who reads it first. And I always think you read it first.
Yes, you always made me read it first. And I always have to go through it.
Because I'm just like, no, there's no way I'm going to start it first. Like, there's no way.
Girl, this. She said, she just posted that her editor has 4 of her books now. So those books, you're reading it first.
like, I really want to know what's next. Like, I'm curious, but at the same time, I feel like I need like a little break. I really want her to write a happy romance, not like a very like keep me on edge.
Girl, she said that these are even darker than her books.
I'm excited, nervous, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. But you're reading them first.
We shall see. What if I'm busy or sick or something? And
you will not be busy. I'm going to make sure you will not be busy.
If you haven't checked out that duet, please check it out. It's really good. I've seen on Twitter that a lot of people like threesomes. So, I mean, if you're into that, like, it's true. Like, I've seen it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, I've seen a lot of people, like, they love it. They love our age. And I'm like, how do you guys like our age? Like, I don't get it. Make me understand. But you guys will definitely like this duet. I do. If you love a strong heroine, this duet is for you. Because I feel like she's super, super strong. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to spend, if you want historical romance, like, this duet is for you. Plus, the covers are so, they're smoking hot.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, the first cover, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this cover is perfection with an exclamation.
Like, I started watching, like, I'm in season two of Vikings, and then that's, like, I started it, I think, when I was in my semester of school, my last semester of school, so I never caught up with it. So I'm, like, so behind, but reading this duet, like, it's made me want to go back and like rewatch it and catch up with Vikings.
Yeah.
The show was really good.
I haven't watched it.
Like, if you love Game of Thrones, like, you'll love Vikings. And The Last Kingdom. Like, those are like super, super good. I need to catch up. I haven't had time to watch anything. But
have you seen the trailer for that, The Northman?
No.
It seriously gave me I don't know, but it kind of gave me the Viking vibes. So while I saw the trailer, I was like, good. It kind of reminds me of North of the Star.
I need to look at that. Just like The Witcher. Like, I've been wanting to watch The Witcher, and I haven't been able to watch it. Now that I'm caught up with my arcs, I might take, like, more time to watch, like, shows that I've been, like, wanting to watch. I know I binge-watched Casa de Papel, which is a show on Netflix, last week. It felt so good to like start a show and finish it. I need to finish Vikings. I think I watched one episode of The Last Kingdom. I need to finish that, and then I'll probably watch The Witcher.
Yeah,
that duet made me want to go watch those shows.
Yeah. Like, it makes me want to watch historical, but I rather read than watch, and so I don't really watch a lot of stuff. Sometimes, as you guys can see.
Sometimes you need a little break. So
yeah, but if I need a break, I would just take a break and not do anything else.
Get on my bed, drink some coffee, watch some TV. But yeah, but definitely check that out. You'll love the duet. I love the duet. And make sure you follow Monica James on Instagram, so you don't miss out on any of her releases. But other than that, just make sure you tune in again on Friday on our Instagram. We are releasing again the featuring on our first box, plus we're revealing the cover, and then on Monday the pre-order goes live. I am trying to finish up the website like before Friday, fingers crossed. And I am so like nervous. I hope everybody likes the cover.
But
other than that, we hope you guys have an amazing week. Hope you guys are reading amazing books. Let us know if there's a certain more like Vikings books out there, because I would want to read them.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them.
I haven't read a lot, so if you know of any, just let us know, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.